And Kate, Martin says that the techniques you're talking about with, in terms of using lasers to ignite and sustain fusion, is that what's going to happen in ITER?
No, ITER is, as Steve pointed out, is a completely different device in terms of it's a big magnetic donut, essentially, and it confines plasma for a length of time. Whereas the thing about lasers is what you have to do, the reactor would be slightly different. You have to inject these fuel pellets and compress them. And in order to support a 1 gigawatt reactor, you'd need to do that 4 times a second. So the designs of the two systems are very different. However, that's not to say we don't have overlap and sort of they're not complementary, because they are. We have the same, some of the same technology challenges.
Thank you very much. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I have to say a very big thank you to our guest this week. That was John Bailey talking about Japanese knotweed, and then our two fusion experts, Steve Cowley and Kate Lancaster. Also to our production team, Mira Senthilingam, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Vowsler, Dave Ansell and Tom Simpkins. Next week, we're going to be finding out about the human psyche. Basically, why do we perceive people as attractive? How can we make ourselves look more attractive? And why does a drink, an alcoholic one, stop you interpreting other people's emotions properly? We'll also be finding out a bit about the science of post-traumatic stress disorder. If you'd like to send us any questions, it's chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.